Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Ngiyakubingelela mlaleli egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu waseNazaretha, ubingelelwa yimusizo wakwaZuma la sikhuluma khona ngengqikithi yokholwa. Sisahleli kuyithelo zikamoya oyingcwele, iyithelo esizidevelopha uma sihleli kuKristu Jesu, ezibonakalisa ukuthi nangempela singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Siyibo nangempela, sisakhuluma ngothando. Hey, kula maviki aphelile ngiloko ngikhuluma ngothando, ngigxilile kulo, asihlale khona la othandweni, because the love is the sum total of all the fruit of the spirit. Namhlanje ngifuna ukuthi sikhulume about the development of love, ukuthi uthando ulcultivate kanjani na empilweni yakho usese ngumntwana kaNkuluNkulu, because abanye bethu vele uthando asilibonakalisi, likhona lona in seed form, ikhona imbewu eyothando, because uma umkela uJesu njengeNkosi noMsindisi, lithi kaNkuluNkulu wena uzelwe kabusha ngembewu engasoze yabuna. Leyo mbewu inguKristu Jesu. UKristu Jesu ubani na? Ungulizwi. Ulizwi ungubani na? UnguNkuluNkulu. UNkuluNkulu uyini? UNkuluNkulu uluthando. Hallelujah. So thina sesengabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu, we've got the senziwe ngothando. We were born again by love. We were conceived by the love of God. So kuyenzeka ukuthi empilweni yakho mhlawumbe uthando awulifili. You know, awumzalwana onganathando. Unalo uthando but lile ngaphakathi kuwe. So how do we develop love now? Okokuqala, into engifuna ukuthi uyenze usese ngumntana kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi before we love other people, we must first receive God's love. Ngizoyiphinda. Before we love, we must first receive God's love. Ngaphambi kokuthi uthande, udinga ukuthi wena qala wamkele uthando likaNkulunkulu. Asifunde lana kuJeremiah chapter 31 verse 3. Lithi uJehova wabonakala kimi ekude, wathi ngikuthandile ngothando oluphakade, ngaloko ngikudonsile ngomusa. So uthi uNkulunkulu ngikuthandile ngothando olungunaphakade. Nge-English ithi, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Uthando likaNkulunkulu empilweni yakho aliziguquka. Uthando likaNkulunkulu empilweni yakho alizukushintsha. UNkulunkulu akakuthandi namhlanje bese kayakuzonda kusasa. Uthi lana ngikuthandile ngothando olungunaphakade. Now one of the things ezisibreakayo sesengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu is because sometimes we don't believe that God loves us anymore. Asikholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu usasithanda, and that thing kuba into negative esi-affectayo ey'mpilweni zethu, because we don't think we deserve to be loved. We don't think ukuthi uNkulunkulu uma kasibheka uyasithanda. Do you know ukuthi uma uzibheka ubona indlela uNkulunkulu akuthanda ngayo, ishintsha ingqondo wena ozozibheka ngayo, because you know ukuthi the creator of the heaven and the earth loves you so much. Engqondweni zethu siyazi ukuthi uyasithanda, but we don't really believe it in our hearts sesengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. So namhlanje ngithanda ukukwazisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakuthanda. We must believe that God loves us past our imperfections. Nanoma angabe unama imperfections angakanani. Now abantu abaningi, they don't want to come to Christ because bafeel ukuthi kusese khona izici, kusese khona ama mistakes, kusese khona ama weakness abanawo ezimpilweni zabo, bese umuntu athi, you know, ngifuna ukuye kugwaye qala before ngize kuChrist, ngifuna ukuye kutshwala qala, ngifuna ukuye ka ngithanda amantombazana, ngifuna ukuye ukuthanda abo cheri qala before ngizoza kuChrist. Lalela mdaka baba, uNkulunkulu uthi come as you are, bese uye ubona ukuthi uzoyenzani ngempilo yakho. And one of the reasons why we feel like that is because we don't believe that God loves us. UNkulunkulu ukuthanda nama mistakes wakho, even though ukuthanda too much to let you ukuthi uphile leyo mpilo leyo, ukuthanda too much to allow you to live in that sinful life, ufuna ukuthi akuguqule uNkulunkulu. So we must believe that God loves us past our imperfections. Number two, we must believe that God loves us past our mistakes. We must receive God's unconditional love. You need to receive it empilweni yakho uthando likaNkulunkulu, because once you know ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyakuthanda, kuzoba lula ukuthi nawe ube nalo uthando. We must receive the love of God that is poured into our hearts. That's the second thing. Ukuthi number one, you must receive the love of God, or the love that God has for you. Ukuthi baba uyangithanda and ngiyakwamukela, lokuyamukeleka kimi ukuthi ngithandwa nguwe, usesengunkulunkulu wami. And then number two, we must receive the love of God that is poured into our hearts. Masiya lapha ku Romans chapter 5 verse 5 lithi ithemba alijabisi ngokuba uthando lukaNkulunkulu lutheliwe ezinhlizweni zethu ngomoya oyingcwele esimuphiweyo. Meaning ukuthi uNkulunkulu uma usindiswa uye wafaka uthando ngaphakathi kuwe. Lithi uthando likaNkulunkulu lutheliwe enhlizweni yakho. So you need to receive that love of God empilweni yakho ukuze uzokhona ukuthi uthande abantu. Now these two stages engikhulume ngazo are very crucial ukuthi ukhona ukuthi ube ne unconditional love of God, ukuthi ukhone ukcultivate the fruit of the spirit empilweni yakho, which is love. Uma ungandlulanga la, it's not going to be easy for you to tap into it. The love we have does not come from our human nature. You need to understand ukuthi lo thando olutheliwe enhlizweni zethu aliveli from our human nature, but lithi zikaNkulunkulu luthelwe ngomoya oyingcwele. It comes from God. He enables us to love. So awukwazi ukuthi wena uvele uzisukeleke kuphela uthande, but udinga lolo thando likaNkulunkulu elizokusiza ukuthi ukhone ukuthanda nabanye abantu. Now the next point engifuna ukuthi uyazi ukuthi love is a decision. Uthando luyisinqumo. So thina, as we choose to love, we must know ukuthi we are choosing. It is a decision. Akuveli kuzenzakalele kuphela. Angeke kusasuvuka unothando nje kuphela automatically, but you need to decide to love. Now who do we love? We must first choose to love God. Luke chapter 10 verse 27. Ithi saphendula sathi woyithanda inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho, hayi kuphela ngengxenye inhliziyo yakho, but ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho, nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho, nangawo onke amandla akho, nangayo yonke ingqondo yakho nomakhelwane wakho njengalokhu uzithanda wena. So uma uzothanda, you first need to choose to love God. It's a decision. And then bese after that, you'll be able ukuthi uthande umakhelwane wakho njengoba wena uzithanda. Istandard esibekiwe lithi izuka uNkulunkulu umthanda ngani? Ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho, nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho. Siyasa define umphefumulo ukuthi uyini. Umphefumulo is the mind, the will and the emotions, ingqondo, intando yakho, and then nemizwa yakho, ama emotions wakho. Umthanda nangalo uNkulunkulu bese nangawo wonke amandla akho. Esikhathini esiningi masibheka amandla, umuntu makathi ufuna ukukhulisa indlu uthi hey okwamanje angikakabi namandla, manginawo ngizoyikhulisa indlu. It represents ama finances wempilo yakho, meaning ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufuneka umthande nangama finances wempilo yakho, bese ithi nangayo yonke ingqondo yakho. So first you need to choose to love God. Ngoba ngithe love is a decision. And then number two, you need to love yourself. Lithi iBhayibheli lana ku Luke 10 verse 27, nomakhelwane wakho njengoba nawe uzithanda. So umakhelwane wakho umthanda at the same level le wena ozithanda ngayo. You first need to love yourself. Awungeke uze ukhone ukuthi uthande omunye umuntu ungazithandi wena. It is biblical to love yourself. You need to appreciate yourself. Most bege spilini, you need to speak good, you know, concerning yourself. Mhlambe bakutshelile bathi umubi wena, bakutshelile ukuthi mhlambe umnyama, kwathini kwangathangani, all the stigmas ezikhona emhlabeni. But you need to be able to look at yourself in the mirror, bese soyazithanda, bese uyazi appreciator. Then you'll be able ngalolo thando onalo ukuthi uthande umakhelwane wakho. You need to speak well of yourself. You need to khona lento esinokuyikhuluma sithi ama affirmations. And esikhathini esiningi thina ama affirmations wethu, they are based on the word of God. Ukhuluma lento uNkulunkulu ayishoyo ngawe, because uNkulunkulu uthi kuwe, you are blessed in the city, you are blessed in the field, you are blessed when you come in, you are blessed when you go out, you are the head and not the tail. Zonke lezo zinto lezo udinga ukuthi urabe yonke into negative abake bakutshela yona ngawe, bese sowubheka izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi lithini ngempilo yakho. Uma uNkulunkulu athi wena uyinhloko awusungisila, nangempela uyinhloko mlaleli awusumsila. So if awukhoni ukuzithanda wena, you will not be able ukuthande umakhelwane wakho, because the very same love that you need to be giving out there yile lefanele ukuthi liqale kuwe kuqala. Udinga ukuthi uzithande, uzigqokise kahle, uzinakekele, uz appreciate, ubheke okuhle onako ngempilo yakho. I'm not saying ukuthi overlook izinto ezimbi ezidinga ukulungiswa, no, but I'm just saying ukuthi you need to appreciate yourself and love yourself, and you'll be able to love your neighbor, and that fruit of the spirit which is love you cultivate kanjalo empilweni yakho. UNkulunkulu akubusise ke. Until next time.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs, or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.